There's a long, detailed Toeles from the Ralbag, the beginning of Parshas Beshalach. And he talks about the roundabout way that Hashem led the Bnei Yisrael there, Eretz Plishtim, not there, Eretz Plishtim, he led them roundabout way, and he was afraid they would end up going back to Mitzrayim. And then he talks about the Amud, or the Onon by day, and the Amud Esh by Lailo. And it's a conglomeration of all the psukim of the special Hanhoga that Hashem did with the Bnei Yisrael as they were leaving, when they left Mitzrayim. So he says, the Toelis here is B'midois. There's a Mida here that we have to learn. For who? Sheroi L'mi She'yishtadol B'dovor Ma. It's appropriate for a person who's doing some form of his shtadlus, B'dovor Ma. It doesn't seem to be anything even specific. He has to do his shtadlus, because he's decided that he's mechuyev in his shtadlus over here. And he's doing his shtadlus B'dovor Ma in something. Sheyishmor mikol ma sheyimne mevukoshoi. He should guard himself from anything that could hold, that could withhold the accomplishment that he's trying to accomplish. V'yechaven el ma sheyagiehu el hatachlis hadorush. And to focus on everything, on anything that will bring him to the goal that he is seeking to achieve. V'lozet tireh. And that means that he's proving it from Hashem's Hanhoga here, this midah of doing, being of when you're being mishtadl to do whatever is possible and to guard from whatever interference there must be. This he proves from Hashem's Hanhoga with the Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. V'lozet tireh, ki kasher rotza Hashem yisal lokach Yisrael loy legoy. When Hashem wanted to take Klal Yisrael to be His nation, mishomres hashvua shenishvel avoiso. Because he made a shvua to the Ovois that he was going to take Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim and will be his people. Hischakem bechol haponim she'efshar. He did wisely in every possible aspect. V'zeh shehu chidish moifsim atzumim. He made great moifsim, great miracles. Yisbar lehem shehu odon hakoil. To clarify to them that he's the odon hakoil. Now this could be even before they went out of Mitzrayim. This doesn't necessarily have to be after. Over Eis Shoitziyom in Mitzrayim, it sounds like that. Loi Rotzu Laviyim LaEretz Kenan B'Derech HaYeshoro Ki HaDerech Hu Koroiv. He could have taken them to Eretz Yisrael on the short path, the close path. Yisrael Ohoyim Elum De Milchoma. And because they weren't used to doing Milchoma. V'Ulai Yiru Mipnei Zeh Bir Oysa Milchoma V'Shova Mitzrayim. If they happened to be attacked with Milchoma, they would panic and they would run back to Mitzrayim. And that wouldn't be the accomplishment of the goal that he has to take them out of Mitzrayim and the fulfillment of the promise to the Ovos and the accomplishment of the Hishtadlus that he's doing. He took them in the roundabout way. Lahari chaderech. To make it a longer trip, so it should be harder to go back to Mitzrayim. Well, the Zeis Hasibo Gam Kein Hoitzi Hashem Yisal Bnei Yisrael Chamusha Beretz Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Chamusha? He says, Be'oifen Shloy Nishar Shomi Mekneim Dovor. They took everything out. They shouldn't have an excuse to go back to Mitzrayim. Oh, I left my lamb there. I left my cow there. I left something there. No, there's no excuses. Vegam sholal rav itzio imam Mitzrayim, and they took out great spoils from Mitzrayim. Kize kuloi yiyesibo shelo yichsefu loshuv Mitzrayim. They would not want to go back to Mitzrayim. They took out so much wealth. Vze sheim nisha mimekneim dover shom ula yiyeze sibo el sheyidagu almasha nisha. If they would have left something there, that might cause them to worry about what they left mimekneim. They'll run back to Mitzrayim. So again, another effort to make sure they're not going to end up running back to Mitzrayim. They brought all of this that they had borrowed from the Mitzrayim. This was also a siba to make sure they don't go back to Mitzrayim. If they go back to Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim are going to say, you borrowed the stuff, where's the stuff you borrowed from us? So another reason that they wouldn't want to go back. Besides the fact that they have this embarrassment that they run away with that which they borrowed. If you borrow something, you got to stick around to pay it back. And they're Yeshilam, the Mitzvah did good for them. They lent them all this stuff. Klayim was smallest. Hayosem Mishubochim, the most beautiful things, the most precious things. Ve'kiven im ze b'masha ha'anocha she'in cha'osem ederech aruka and cha'osem derech ha'midbar yamsuf. Why? Kedei she'iru meifis kriyas yamsuf. He wanted to make sure that they go through the yamsuf so they could see the meifisim of kriyas yamsuf. Ve'tishalem lohem ho'emuna ba'ashem yisala uve'meisha avdoi. That they should bring to the shleimus of emuna in Bashem of Moshe Avdoi, which happened when they went through the Yamsuf. Im shekvar nishlam olahem ahatzola b'zeh oifem min ha-mitzrim. I guess nishlam b'hem this emuna through the hatzola. I think that's what it means. Through the hatzola that was done to the mitzrim, that they were saved from the mitzrim, so they already had such high levels of emuna. V'lo hoy olahem liyiro sheyirdifu achreim. And they shouldn't have be afraid that they're going to run after them. But lozoi sasibo be'eno chidish Hashem yisala ha'moivsim ha'gedoylem asher hismidu li'Yisrael kol yemei ha'yosem ba'midbor. And they had all of these miracles in the midbor. Rotzo loymar amud he'onon yoymav amud ha'esh laylo kedesh yisbar lohem koyach Hashem yisale u'gvoros. It should be clear to them that koyach Hashem and his gvura lasus kol asher yachpoitz. Do anything he wants. They had in the midbar, they had in Yaakovid, the amud esh and so forth. V'yikonu mipnei zeh lo leches b'toy rosoi. And they'll be humbled because of this to follow in his Torah. Be'ofen she'yu lo la'am v'yehu lohem le'elukim. That they'll be his people and he'll be their God. He mentions it that I guess the details make it clearer. Well, the more details, the more we realize how true it is, and so forth and so on. So this is a very, very interesting thing over here. He talks about such extreme detail. He talks about Chizuk and Emuna. They lived in Mitzrayim. They saw the Nisim. They saw the Nisim. They recognized Ashkochas Hashem. All the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim were to show them. So they'll come to the Yam Suf. It'll come to a higher level. It'll all come together. V'yaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdoi. And they have to come now in the Midbar, and they have to see the Anani HaKovod and the Amud Eish. Kedesh Yisbar lehem koyach Hashem yisalev v'gvoros alasas kol asher yachpoitz. So now that they're in the Midbar and they see the Amud Eish b'layla and the Onan b'yoyim, now it's Misbar lehem koyach Hashem. Now they know Hashem's koyach, that his gvura and his koyach, that he could do everything he wants. And Mitzrayim, they didn't see he could do everything he wants. They saw it all in Mitzrayim. They saw the Yad Hashem in Mitzrayim too. So it brought it to a higher level. V'yikonu l'leches b'teirosoi b'oifen she'yu lo'i la'am v'yehu l'elkim. They stood at Har Sinai. Hashem spoke to them directly. They know this is Hashem is gave them this opportunity to follow in the Torah, and he gave Bechira, that's true, but it was all clear. He spoke directly to them, but no, they needed more. That the times in the Midbar now, it'll be mechazik it more. They see constant reminders of Hashem's koyach, not to mention all the details of not going back to Mitzrayim. Well, were they going to go back to Mitzrayim? They suffered in Mitzrayim so much. It was so terrible. But you know, if they left a cow there, or they left something there, then they're going to worry, he says. They're going to worry that, oy vey, my cow is there. Maybe I left 10 cows there. I don't know. I finally got out. We got out alive. We've been chalashing to get out for 210 years. And now all of a sudden, well, oh, but it seems like the extreme Shlefi sheyishtadl, he says, Sheroi lemi sheyishtadl bedover ma sheyishmor mikol ma sheyimnu mevukoshei v'yichaven el ma sheyageu el atachles hadorush, that is anything, no matter what you do, that you have to go to the fullest extent. There, we have to cover all bases. We have to plan for the unlikely, the most unlikely. We have to make sure that with no matter what level of conviction and reality they've come to recognize in Mitzrayim, they need more. And even the Yamsuf is not enough. They need the Anani HaKovod, they need the Amud Eish. And it's the nth degree that we have to go in order to make sure that some responsibility that we have should be properly fulfilled. Now we're talking about Balei Bechira. So in reality, we can't, even Hashem, since he gives us Bechira, he's not going to make it that we're going to just not go back to Mitzrayim. We're going to recognize the fullness of Hashem's Koichas. We're going to, all of this. He's not going to force it on us. But it goes to the nth degree. This is the midah of what, in the hishtadlus that I have to do, I'm going to the nth degree to make sure that this happens. And it seems also that we learn it out from what Hashem did to Mitzrayim. Hashem had such a tachlis. Hashem had such a, he says, which is Bechlal, the most important thing in the world, that we should be the Am Hashem, Mishomres HaShvua, and he should fulfill the Shvua that he made to the Avos. So look what he went through. And all of these details, the nth degree of assuring that he can fulfill the Shvua and that the Klal Yisrael will not make any mishaps, any mistakes, fullest, in the fullest depth, understand who Hashem is and his Koiches and his Hashgocho and everything. And this is all for the purpose that we should be his nation and he should fulfill the Shvua. And from here we learn, Amido, for who sheroi lemishi ishtalo bedovor ma, sheyishma mikol ma shemona mevukshosha, that we learn out that anything that you're mishtadl, a person has to do it with the fullest way. The fullness here is excessive. No, I shouldn't say that. I have no right to say it. It's extensive. It's totally extensive. It seems to be endless, leaving no stone unturned. And we learn from here with this choshev inyan that's so important. We learn that that's bichlal a midah, and the midah seems to be that if we're doing something, and we feel once if you're not mechuyev to do it, you're not mechuyev to do it. If you're allowed to rely on Hashem, you rely on Hashem. On Bechira Chofshis, you can't rely on Hashem because everybody has Bechira Chofshis. So I can't rely on Hashem himself, couldn't rely on himself. He couldn't make it happen. He couldn't make it happen because he has to give them Bechira. But what? But he's going to be mesabiv all the sibas that are possible to make sure that they're going to make the right decisions, that they won't be tempted, they won't be confused, and they'll have the fullness of Hakorah in order to be able to do that which he wants them to do. And from here we learn that this is a midah, that this is, everybody should be doing this, that if I'm not mechuyev in ishtadlus, then don't be mishtadl. If I'm holding by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that I don't have to work and I could just sit and learn that, avada. But if harbe also came below also biyodom, and I'm taka mechuyev in ishtadlus, the magnitude of the ishtadlus is total, is complete. It deals with every single possibility of accomplishing this goal. And agav, I think that it has a very strong relevance and impact on our lives as parents and our lives as mechanchim, because we want to do the same thing. We want to accomplish that lokachas Yisroel loy legoy, that we should raise a generation that feel that they're the Am Hashem, that appreciate what that is, what the tachlis is. That's the goal. And for that goal, we see that you leave no stone unturned. You're dealing with Bali Bechira. You can't force anybody to do anything because they have Bechira. But the mechuyev to make it is to remove as many of the obstacles, as many of the far-fetched possibilities that could distract them, to be mechazik their level of emuna and bitochin to the nth degree, not to rely on the fact they have so much so they don't need any more. They had so much in Mitzrayim, they had so much on the Yamsuf, and yet he has to go weiter, and the Midbar had to also teach them more the lesson, the Koyach Hashem, and so forth. So it seems that we have a tremendous achrayus. And that's an achrayus of in our calling as parents or our calling as teachers. We have an achrayus not just to do the minimum, not just to be yoitze, not just to fulfill the rudiments of the contract, but we're mechuyev to go to the greatest extreme. To the greatest extreme. And even if what we're dealing with is not as choshev, but the midah, that's a midah, there's a midah, whatever you do. They used to say from Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, they talked about people that are the kids that wanted to learn more and they have to go to English. So he says, what you do, you have to do right. What you do, you have to do well. And it seems from over here, whatever hishtadlus you're mechuyev in, mechuyev to do it as properly and as completely and as totally and as assuredly and as safely as is possible. And that's really the midah that the Ralbag seems to be conveying, and certainly is very relevant in terms of a similar thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing to assure that the Klal Yisrael remains the Am Hashem, our achrayas to our children and to the next generation, that they should remain so, requires of us endless effort, no stone left unturned, no possibility, chizuk after chizuk after more chizuk, in order to assure as much as possible that the goal is accomplished.